Sally Pipes, president and CEO of the Pacific Research Institute, joins me to talk about the Medicare for All system and union members. Sally, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Well, it's great to have you back. It has been such a long time. I always appreciate your work. Long overdue to have you back on the show. And this topic is timely because Pacific Research, you and others have been diving into this issue to break down what it means for unionized workers. First, what would Medicare for All look like for the union worker today, the private sector union worker?
Well, I mean, this is a huge issue, and it was a big issue in New York City with public sector unions after the Democrats took the gubernatorial, the New York Senate, and the Assembly. But what this would mean is Medicare for All, i.e. single payer, meaning there would be no private health insurance allowed. And so for union workers, I think, as I've written, they have to be careful because union workers actually have very good health care, benefits that are negotiated by their unions, and they like them, and they get a lot of benefits. And if Medicare for All came in, that would all be out the window because all that would be left would be the Veterans Administration and the Indian Health Service, and all of the union members would be subject to single payer. They would have to pay, you know, more in taxes, new taxes. Care would be rationed. There would be long waits for care, just like there are in Canada and the UK. I'm from Canada. Average wait 19.8 weeks from seeing a primary care doctor to getting treatment by a specialist. That's almost 5 months. The same thing would happen to union members if the government is the only provider of health care, and they won't like it. And I think there's some backlash already coming out in their conferences about this.
Well, I mean, Harry Reid, who has been barely heard from, I guess his black eye is healed, is out, right. And he's now ripping into the 2020 Democratic field on health care, also on immigration, but we're talking about health care here. And is it because Reid, who has close ties to union groups, including SEIU in, of course, in Nevada and others, sees the reality of this and sees the voting reality?
Well, exactly. And, you know, he was supported by many unions in Nevada. And of course, I mean, even during the last debate, I forget which candidate, I think it was Delaney, was arguing against Sanders, saying, you know, union members in Michigan are going to be very, very upset about losing their private health care. Whereas I say, they can get access to the best doctors. They get dental care, vision care. 95% of union members have access to care as of March 2018, compared to 69% of non-union workers. So union members are not going to want to lose their great health care and have long waits, poor care, high costs. And that's, you know, their benefits would be down significantly. And many of them, of course, you know, have premium-free health benefits. And so if we had Medicare for All, and as Bernie's plan, $30 to $40 trillion over 10 years, it has to be, and he's even admitted that now, there would have to be new taxes, higher taxes, and ration care and long waits for care.
So let's talk to the union members. There are many who listen to this show. And, you know, despite what they tell you out there in the political world, the reality is that union members are comprised of all political stripes. And to them and to the access to care issue, not only for them, but for their families, go a little deeper on this, Sally. What this means, you talk about Canada as the example, if they were to get Medicare for All, how would they even transition? What would happen to their families? Little Johnny gets hurt, you're not sure. Husband or wife get hurt or have a medical issue.
Right. Well, so, I mean, if we got Medicare for All, as I say, all private health care would be banned. These people would all be part. We'd all be part of the big government program. 1 million people in the insurance industry, according to Pramila Jayapal, who has a House bill on Medicare for All up in Washington. She's from Washington, House member from Washington State. 1 million people would lose their insurance jobs. But what would happen is Bernie Sanders says, well, there'd be no referrals needed. Well, in Canada, you have to have referrals because the demand for health care would be so much greater that even a cost of $30 to $40 trillion over 10 years is probably low. But these people would have, all union members and their families would have to go through a primary care doctor. There would be long waits because the number of doctors would decline. There'd become a doctor shortage because under Bernie Sanders' plan and Pramila Jayapal's plan, Elizabeth Warren, doctors would be paid Medicare rates 40% below what they get paid for treating patients today. Basically, all doctors would be union members and the government would be deciding what they're paid. So a lot of docs would then quit medicine. So this would be very difficult and cause a shortage and be a problem for union members and their families. And the second point is that a lot of the, in America, the best and brightest kids tend to go into medicine. But that number will go way down when students understand that they're going to be paid, you know, 40% below. They're not going to be able to practice the kind of medicine that they want because there will be control set by government. Government will decide what percentage of GDP they're going to pay for healthcare. So it's going to be very detrimental to union members who, of course, salaries can be a bit lower because their healthcare is being paid for. But they're not going to like the fact that they have to wait. Older members will be, their care will be rationed because, you know, the government will decide they want to keep younger people alive so they will get access to treatment earlier and get access to better treatment.